Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Now what? So they're going to shoot a guy up to the moon and he's going to live up there?
I think so.
I just saw this. I guess these plans, these super secret plans, were accidentally leaked from NASA. And part of the things in these super secret plans that were leaked is that they're shooting a guy up to the moon and he's going to hang out there and live for a while.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go. I don't want to be that person.
Oh.
They don't have a Costco up there.
They don't have McDonald's.
They don't have any of the cool stuff we need.
So he's just going to live up there? That's going to be like, he's going to go crazy. He's going to be alone.
They're going to dump him off. They're going to give him one of those, you know, those little refrigerators.
Yeah.
And good luck. Blow up bed.
I mean, I'm sure to him it sounds exciting, but what was that movie where they all lived in that little bio? It was called Biosphere, I think.
Oh.
Remember? They lived in that thing?
I don't think I saw it.
With Pauly Shore?
Kind of remember it, yeah.
And it didn't work out. It didn't work out at all. It was a bad movie.
Do you really think this is going to happen?
Well, they said
I see all this stuff all the time. I just don't see any of it actually occurring. NASA's going to send up some astronauts.
Yep.
They say they're going to make several trips to the moon, and somebody's going to get left behind.
Yeah, they're going to leave him up there.
I don't.
With like some cards so he can play solitaire, because he's going to be up there. What is he going to do? So boring.
Yeah, well.
He won't have Netflix.
Plenty of time to rest. You can just sleep.
Well,
you
know, I guess.
Blow up bed.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Hey, speaking of Netflix and all that stuff, this is also wacky. New Coke is coming back.
Yeah, I saw that.
New Coke. Remember New Coke? It came out in the 80s and people hated it.
It was awful.
So unpopular.
It was one of the worst marketing decisions ever in history by anyone.
Yeah. It was sweeter than the regular Coke. It was horrible, but they're bringing it back. 500,000 cans of new Coke will be out because it coincides with the new season of Stranger Things. New Coke was introduced as the new version of Coca-Cola in 1985, but the original version quickly was brought back because people hated it. The upcoming season of Netflix Stranger Things is set in 1985, so it only makes sense that new Coke will be mentioned in the show, and so they're bringing it back. By the way, it debuts. Stranger Things debuts July 4th. New Coke, if you loved it, will be sold starting tomorrow. So you can get your new Coke on tomorrow.
Coca-Cola Classic. That's all I go with.
All the way. Oh, Biodome. Yeah. That's what it was.
Biodome?
Oh, my God. You don't remember that amazing movie?
I didn't see it.
With Pauly Shore?
No.
It's so good.
I refuse to watch anything with Pauly Shore.
So good. Sean, did you ever see Biodome?
You know I've seen Biodome. It's got, that Brendan Fraser guy in there?
So good.
Yeah. Awesome. So fun. It's super funny.
So funny.
Buddy.
Somebody said, do you remember Clear Pepsi? Oh, that was bad, too.
Oh,
Clear
yeah.
Pepsi?
Oh, yeah, that was
that
bad.
Yeah.
But Clear Pepsi didn't have the, I guess, the downfall or just absolutely a horrible decision that Coca-Cola had. Coca-Cola was, I'm telling you, it was the worst marketing decision, worst product launch ever in history.
Well, you forget about Olestra.
Well, that was
that
a bad one.
That stuff made you poop your pants.
Yeah, I agree. That was a bad one. But I think Coca-Cola was bigger than that.
Remember when they started putting Olestra in your chips and then you pooped your pants on the way home after eating some chips?
Yeah.
That was bad, friends.
The Olestra thing didn't work out, did it?
That was bad. You think somebody would have tested that and said, hey, Billy, I just pooped my pants. We might not want to sell Olestra.
You would think so. You would think that would have happened in the lab, right?
Yes.
You know, these are products that hit the street. That it wasn't 2 days before it went bad. I mean, it happened fast. It wasn't like they were out there for 6 months and it was discovered that you had these side effects, right? I mean, they went bad from the day they were launched.
That was so bad. It was bad. Sean?
Yeah?
There seems to be some kind of mix-up. Would you like to give us some clarity?
Yeah, I guess I confused Brandon Fraser with Stephen Baldwin. Because remember, Stephen Baldwin was the other kind of dopey dude in the Biodome with him.
Okay.
Oh, buddy.
Because they said you're thinking of Encino Man.
Also
an amazing
movie. Great movie.
With Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
Mm. Both of those classics.
Yeah.
And what happened to Pauly? He was such a great actor.
He really was great.
And Brandon Fraser, whatever happened to that guy? He was also good.
These are really great questions.
Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Maybe we can get to him later.
I'll research.
Okay, you do that. You do that. Anyway, new Coke's coming back. Cardi B has canceled all her concerts. Cardi B said, uh-oh, I've taken on too much stuff. I guess, you know, she got liposuction and her boobs done. And there was this big Memorial Day celebration, I think in Boston or something. And she canceled it all because I guess her boobs are acting up.
Yeah. She's got complications from the plastic surgery. Yeah. I think it was in Baltimore.
Was it Baltimore?
I think so.
I knew it started with a B.
I think it's Baltimore.
Yeah, so her boobs are giving her problems.
I think they're fluttering.
Her boobs are fluttering.
Yeah, they got a little tremor going. Yeah, and she can't stop it.
So she said she took on more than she should. Her doctor said, just stay in bed. This is serious surgery, and you can't be all gyrating. So she is sad.
Hmm.
Super sad. Renee Zellinger says that she's interested in another Bridget Jones. No, no, no. Did you guys see the follow-up of the first Bridget Jones?
No.
So did you watch Bridget Jones?
No.
Oh, my God, so good. Why aren't you a girl?
Why would I watch that?
I just said, why aren't you a girl?
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that.
Bridget Jones, such a great movie, right? The original one, amazeballs. Second one comes out.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
So really?
It was awful. Here's what she had to say, number 7.
Bridget Jones, the menopause. I don't know, but I know Helen's written a book, and I I love this character. So, I mean, if they call me, I go running.
Oh, yeah.
She shouldn't do it. Mm. Plus, she looks so different.
Renee?
Yeah. She had a lot of plastic surgery.
She's good, though.
She's
amazing. She's a really good actress.
Yep. True. Let's see here. What is Jada Pinkett Smith doing?
I have no idea. Attention
whore, anyone?
We've said this from the very beginning. This show that she does, is it on Facebook, I think?
Yeah,
it's a live stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This show that she does, she just says outrageous stuff. It's not true. It's just to get noticed, just to get in the headlines.
Exactly, right.
That's what I think's going on here.
Jada Pinkett Smith, her mom and her daughter were discussing adult art films, number 8.
40 million people watch porn on a regular basis.
40 million people?
Well, I guess I'm not looking at the right stuff, because...
What'd you say?
If I was still on my porn game, I'd be able to show you some good porn, because back in the day, I had a little porn addiction, but I wasn't in a relationship when I had a porn addiction, believe it or not. Thank goodness.
Really? Back in the day, but it just stopped.
One day it just stopped. Yeah, it was amazing.
Once I got married, it stopped.
What in the hell?
I'm telling you, she's doing this just so she can make these segments.
Here's number 9.
This is an interesting one. And I actually feel like I was using maybe addiction a little lightly. And maybe I will say now that I had an unhealthy relationship to porn. At one point in my life where I was trying to practice abstinence.
Exactly.
Sorry. Just have a bad attitude today, I guess. So sorry. Hey, and then finally, Ellen DeGeneres. I really like her show, I have to tell you. I'm a big fan. She has announced that she has re-signed her deal. Number 1.
From the beginning, I said that this show was going to be like a relationship. We have been through the good, the bad, the 50 Shades of Grey phase, and it's been a lot of fun, and 16 years is a pretty good run. Sometimes you need to take a break, but I don't. You're stuck with me because I just signed for 3 more years.
It's just such a good show. It never lets me down.
Yeah.
I mean, she always just does such good, and she always brings up people like teachers and stuff, like, oh, my God, you did this, and then she gives them $1 million.
It's got to be the number one entertainment talk show slash...
For sure.
I don't know, variety, but it's got to be the number one show, right?
She just gives away so much money.
Everybody else is pretty much out of business. Well, you got Kelly Clarkson that's about to start one, much like this one.
Wendy Williams is never going to give anybody money.
No.
And have you ever seen it? She hangs these people from the ceiling, and then if they don't get the answer right, then they're dropped. Have you seen that part?
No, I've not seen that.
Oh, my God, so fun.
I got to start watching.
It's so fun.
I haven't watched it in a while.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Really, really good. All right, there you go. Tablet track.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.